So I wanted to do this segment last night because I had so many issues with my doctor's appointments. And I'm going to get off the topic of dating because I still don't know what the heck I'm doing with that. I think there's some things I need to work through because of the trauma. And I'm not ready to date. So I'm done with that. I'm just glad God put me in a position where the people I have come in contact with are not in my face. So it's a lot easier to just let it go. And then I still have some healing to do. So I'm not in an emotional ready position to date. I think I just get connected with people too soon and maybe bite off a little more than I can chew, and I found myself making the same mistakes that I made in my previous relationship as far as changing who I was to accommodate the other person. But the things that I absolutely would not change, I stood fast on that. And thankfully, as far as my faith goes, thankfully for that. But I have learned some lessons as far as like not changing yourself. Just don't change yourself for anyone. You know, people are one way and you're the other. And that's not something you're willing to accept in your life, then just don't accept it. Any part of it. None of it. And I learned something talking to my best friend last night. I think when I have conversations, I incorporate God into my conversations a lot. And as far as like faith, people are in different places. And my friend was telling me these things were happening to her, and she says she does not necessarily know if it's God. It could be something else. And then I've met someone else who was agnostic. Didn't really get to conversate much with that person, and but I thought it was interesting. They're neither here or there. And there's a place in the afterlife for that decision. So I'm definitely not going in that direction. Just got to say no. I'm just going to wait to heal and to meet someone who's 1,000% giving all the glory to God. But that's not what I want to talk about. Because what matters more, you know, God is going to do that. Put the person who's your person in your path on his timing, not on mine. And, you know, you make the mistake of rushing God's timing, you're going to fall into some pitfalls. But anyway, I want to talk about yesterday and my doctor's appointments and give you some advice in regards to my experience in going through a disability. So when you first apply for disability, of course they're gonna deny you. That's just standard, unless you're blind or deaf. Unless you're after your stroke, you're the after effects of your stroke is really, really significant. Like if your gait is really bad, or if your speech, if you have aphasia, that's really bad. I do have aphasia and my gait is a lot better. So they really don't look at the spasticity in your hands, and then all of the work I've done in the past has been with my hands. So after your first denial, I suggest that you file for an appeal and get an attorney. Let the attorney handle all of that stuff. Because I was trying to do it all on my own. And it took a lot longer. And then relocating from state to state, you have to make sure that you transfer your file from one state to another. And then when you get to the new state, you have to make sure that it's been properly transferred, which is something I didn't do. So I'm sitting here waiting. My file wasn't transferred. So make sure when you get to the new state, you call Social Security and make sure that all those changes were done correctly, because mine were done incorrectly. And then after all of the nonsense of going back and forth with the government, when you get approved, you have to wait another maybe 6 to 8 weeks to get your back pay. And they don't give you all of your back pay all at once. They'll give it to you in installments depending on the amount. So I say once you get your back pay, my advice would be to put that a portion, a very significant portion of that into a CD. And if you lock it into a CD, then you can't touch it for a year unless you want to pay the penalties. So I strongly suggest a CD, and then I'll also suggest a savings. And your savings, determine an amount that you don't want to go under. And just say to yourself, no matter what I go through, I'm not going to let that number go under a certain amount. And also, I would suggest treat yourself. Treat yourself to a vacation. And not a vacation with someone, unless they can pay for themselves. Treat yourself to a vacation for yourself, by yourself, which is what I did. And don't just pay it off, because some vacations, you can pay it off in installments, which is something I've done. Because you don't want to drop thousands of dollars all in one shot. And also stay where you are. Don't make any big purchases. Don't make any big moves. I'm still living in a room for rent. I'm not going to move until I get my affordable housing approved. And I don't care how long that takes, because I'm not going to pay thousands of dollars for rent when I can only pay hundreds. So I'm going to wait. And also, after you get your approved, finally, if you have any student loan debt, it's going to get forgiven, which mine has. So I don't have any student loan debt. Also, in the process, I forgot to say this. In the process of waiting, get your credit up. Fix your credit. Which is another thing that I've done. So my credit is in a really, really great standing. And so when you get that, they're going to forgive your student loans. You're going to receive medical insurance. But a lot of people have some misconceptions about receiving Medicaid. They think that most of it is free, which is absolutely not. You have to pay monthly, which I do, which is pretty high. And then you have to pay a deductible. And I found out about that in my first appointment to my neurologist. And I was like, whoa, this deductible is a couple of hundred dollars. I mean, prior to my not being approved for disability, I had no deductible. None whatsoever. So and now I have this huge deductible because then I had to pay it again yesterday. And I was like, oh my gosh, Christmas and my birthday is so close. I got to pay this huge deductible. And that sucked. So I got some neurology assessments done. And they did something. They used an ultrasound to check the oxygen flowing through my arteries and my brain. And then they put this cap on my head and they checked my brain wave function. And a lot of the equipment was pretty archaic, so I didn't have any confidence in that. So they're paying all this money for this test, and I really don't have any confidence in, you know, what the results will produce, because it seemed like it was equipment that's been there for years. And then I have another appointment. I have to go back, so I have to pay another deductible just to get the results. I was also supposed to get my scans, my CT scans, which I decided not to do. Because, like I said, everything is tied up and locked in, that if I go under my threshold, it's going to be disappointing to me. And if I touch a CD, I'm going to have penalties. So I decided not to get my CT scans because I wasn't going to use credit cards to pay for that. So I didn't get it. I get it another time. And so that was frustrating and disappointing. And because I really want to get a CT scan, because I haven't had one in a while. It's been over a year and a half. But I'm not going to get it right now because of finance. And something else dawned on me, but I can't remember. So I'll eventually get it. I'm in a pretty healthy place. Excuse me, it's early. I'm not in a stressful environment. I'm in a pretty calming environment. I'm looking at my baby next to me sleeping, and she brings me calm and peace. So I'm not dealing with any stressors. Of course, there's minor health issues that will go away that I'm not worried about. I have Christmas coming up. I have my birthday coming up. So I have a lot of reasons to be happy, and I'm pretty healthy. I'm not overweight. And when after I was in rehabilitation for 6 weeks, you know, I dedicated myself to dropping the weight, because when I had my stroke, I was close to 160, and I'm short. So after rehabilitation, I dedicated myself to getting myself back in shape. And I did that through the grace of God. He gave me the strength to do so. So all glory go to him. And I completed 400 days of working out straight. And if there's ever a day that I missed, I made sure the next day was 2 days. But unfortunately, since I started working, I do a lot of physical labor, and most of it is with one hand. So I'm like, exhausted after completing my shift. So I haven't been back in the gym often. I go every now and again, but that's all going to change in 2024, since I'm only going to focus on God and not focus on any person. I'm going to get back to focusing on God and getting back into working out and focusing on me. So, because I don't want to gain the weight back. Excuse me. I want to stay healthy. I want to stay focused on God. That's going to keep my mental health and my emotional health strong. My best friend, she has faith, but she's somewhere in between as far as believing in God and believing in the universe. I have to accept that, you know, and not always speak. I'm always going to speak of God, but I'm not going to tell her in the future that what's happening to her is because of God. I believe that it is, but she does not necessarily, so I have to respect that, which is also learning for me, because, you know, I can't force my beliefs on anyone else. You have to let everyone else is walking a different path. So I've learned that, and I just recently learned that through my best friend, because once she said it, it all, like, it clicked. When other people would say it, I couldn't understand it. Because I was changing myself in ways that I was hoping that they would tweak some of their aspects about them, but it doesn't work that way. So I'm glad I learned that. I'm happy I learned that, and it just, you know, it all like made sense to me yesterday. So this is actually a reboot for me, and I'm pretty happy where I am as far as giving back to God. I always make sure that I tithe, and because he's blessed me in so many ways, I want to give to him in his name where he can help other people. Make sure I take care of my family when I can. And so I'm just doing God's work and making sure my finances are in order. So, like I said, you can get these huge deductibles and... you know, there are going to be times when you're going to have to make the decision on, you know, your health or finance. And it's always been like that. I mean, we live in America. You know, America is, we don't have free healthcare. The healthcare system is terrible in America because it's based off of greed. Because I know if other countries can do it, we can do it. But we're just not trying. And we're not trying hard enough. You know, Obamacare, we tried. I mean, but with Obamacare, I mean, when you're getting so much pushback from the insurance companies and from the health insurance companies, it's never really going to work to its true potential. So then you think that you're going to get Medicaid, all your worries are going to go on. No, because this government is going to find a way to get its money back. No matter what. So don't think that you're going to hit the jackpot once you are approved for disability, because it doesn't work that way. And if you don't plan accordingly, you'll end up with nothing, which is where you ended up after your stroke, because I had went into financial ruin after my stroke. And then, of course, I was going through a divorce. So once you're finally approved for disability, if you become reckless, and I was never reckless on finances, I was never that person. But I was always a person who wanted to help someone, who was always giving. And I had to change that. So if someone doesn't ask me for help directly, then I'm not going to offer it as I was for a short period of time. No, you know, if someone would complain about what they were going through, let me give you this, let me give you that, let me give you this. But I can't do that any longer because I have to look out. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. I wanted to talk about generational wealth. So if you can leave a portion of anything you have to, whether it be your children or whether I don't have any children. So for me, it's my nephew. Of course, it's going to help him when he goes to college and move on. But when you think about your ancestors, that's something that really never happened in my lineage. There was a lot of wealth in my ancestors and my family tree. We have one of the first black doctors. We have one of the members of Black Fives, which is a basketball, Negro Black Basketball League. We have so many different people, so much history, but none of that generational. One of my ancestors was the first person to open up a black-owned restaurant in Wall Street. But like I said, none of that was passed down to future generations, which is why my current generation is struggling financially. So if you have the opportunity to leave something to anyone, do so. You know, I think, I know that if anything was passed down to me, maybe I would have been able to finish college. I had to drop out of college because I couldn't pay for it. And I was a very bright student. I mean, I received a partial scholarship to Syracuse University for electrical engineering. But unfortunately, I couldn't pay the other part and I had to end up leaving school and going to work to support myself. So it's not like I didn't have the potential. Is that I didn't have the finances to pay for it. Reason why I am where I am today. And then also, forgot what I was going to say. I can't remember. Oh, now I remember. When you are forgiven for your student loans, then more than likely you will not be able to get approved for additional loans. It has to be under different circumstances. You have to either be applying or going to school for something that's associated with your disability, which is not something my desire has always been. Writing and helping people in the criminal justice system, because that our system is broken. So if I go back to school, I have to pay for everything, which I'm not ready to do yet. So I just want to say that once your student loans are forgiven, it has to be under special circumstances to be able to be given new student loans, or you can go to a private lender, which I believe you can get student loans that way through a private lender. So I'm just not in a place that I'm ready to do that. So I'm just going to have to hold off and let God lead me to where I'm supposed to go. So right now, I'm just really, really focusing on my faith. And I want to learn more about the Bible. And because everything I've learned so far has opened my eyes even more. And my heart even more. And I do want to learn about different faiths. But I believe that that's only going to strengthen my faith in God. And I want to continue to serve him in other ways. I want to find a church that's local. Right now, my church is in Florida. And it's online study group. So I want to find something local so I can start volunteering to help those in need locally. But I'm just not in the area where I'm not in the area where that opportunity has presented itself. So I'm just waiting for God's answer on that as well. I'm also thinking about Red Cross and going to different countries and helping other people. But with my disability, I don't know if that's going to be an option. And also, when you're on disability, if you go someplace for more than a year and you come back, you have to go through the whole process again. And also, disability is only for 5 years. So I fully expect to be off of disability in 5 years. So that's what I've learned through my experience so far. And I hope that's this. Oh, another thing about disability. This didn't happen to me, but it can happen to you if you have children. And maybe you went through a divorce, but you still have biological children under the age of 18. Part of the money you receive is going to go towards your children. I don't have any children, and I didn't adopt any of my ex-spouse's children, so that did not happen to me. But it can happen to you, because it happened to another stroke survivor, and he warned me that that could potentially happen to me, but thankfully, it did not. But just to let you know, those are the things that you can run into. It's going to be tough trying to find established care that's consistent. You know, I had another doctor's appointment yesterday that my doctor up and canceled. So now I can't see him for not until January. I think it's January 12th. And I'm not going to see my neurologist until I can recover financially. I'm not going to see them until like January 26. And by then, I'll have my scan done. So they can have a complete picture of what's going on with this brain. The only thing I don't like is that they didn't test my shunt. And my shunt is important because whatever excess fluids that I get in my ventricles, the shunt flushes out into my stomach and then out of my system. Because if my ventricles enlarge, it can cause brain damage, even death. So I'm not happy that they didn't check my ventricles. My next appointment, when I pay my deductible again, I'm going to talk to her about that. Bunham, if you listen to this entire podcast, blessings to you. Not if, regardless if you did or you did not, blessings to you and your family in this holiday season. And we have God's birthday coming up. Celebrate him. Or if not, whatever it is that you celebrate, celebrate it and enjoy it. And enjoy this life, and I'm really, really thoroughly enjoying what God has done in my life, and the message he's sending me, and the warning signs that he's sending me, because regardless of, people don't necessarily like the term red flag, but regardless if you like it or not, I think to everyone, we are all red flags because we're not going to be liked, or we're not going to be liked, loved, or fully accepted by everyone. Look at Jesus, the most perfect God, and still to this day, Christians are being persecuted for believing in Jesus. So, it's okay if I'm someone's red flag, because I absolutely am. And that doesn't offend me. So have a blessed holiday. Please be safe. And God is so good. I'm so thankful he's in my life and in my heart. And he's going to continue to bless me and move me forward with every obstacle that I encounter. And Amani, I love you so much. And I love when you wake up and look at me with those sleepy eyes. And thank you for being a blessing in my life. You're such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl. I'm so grateful that God placed me in your life, placed you in my life. And blessings, and God bless, and be safe, and happy holidays. And thank you for listening.